A little loud, hon. It's going to feed back.
And Roscoe.
Yo, the hound.
No, it's good, Sally. It's good.
How goes it?
I'm just picky. I'm not capable.
Pretty good. I mean, are the kids behaving?
Well, they got. No. Well, now that everybody's got their own mic, everybody can rub it and make lots of horrible noises that they can't hear because they're not listening in monitors. And then they can argue a lot at the same time while I'm trying to talk.
You know what you need for next week?
It's pretty cool.
It's a revolution.
You need some headphone extension cords.
Well, we need two more headphone jacks.
Where
do
you
want to go?
No, you can buy these.
Oh.
I got a couple of Ys.
We need decaf is what we need.
Talk at the same time.
I think with El Bruch, it's like trying to put headphones on a dog.
Is he on the volume controls?
No, I have separate volume controls for all three of them, but they keep moving different distances from the mic.
Well,
so
you should be able to rule from your position.
I actually have one master volume that I can send all three of them way low on, but.
Which I'm sure he's been doing.
No. We've been kind of an equal opportunity hound so far.
Yeah.
Listening.
Oh, good. Roscoe, what's up?
Oh, just kind of goofing around here. I got the four-track going. I got, I sort of plugged in the stereo. Brian just dropped by, and the chair was on his way. I had to get him off the phone because, you know, it was vibe time.
Brian Redfellow?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Hey, and our photog just arrived right there in the vibe report.
Excellent.
So, the photographer, the hound in the front, the family tastefully to the side.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't see Scotty Moore on the back of Elvis album.
Yeah, where's the stylist?
I don't get it.
Did you get a stylist?
A stylist, what, for my hair?
For the turntable?
Do you got, you know, a special black sweatshirt on today, or?
Yeah, well, I got the one without the cat hair on it.
Oh, great.
Well, I keep it in, like, a plastic bag for photo sessions.
Freeze-dried and microwavable.
That's cool.
So what is the vibe today?
Today's vibe is just sort of a, you know, get it together January kind of vibe. Funky weather, people, snowball fights. I know it's not a full moon, but people were pretty strange outside last night. The snowstorm thing and the who knows what. George Bush broke into the football games to say that he got the Senate approval to push the button.
Oh, great. Cool.
But, you know, it was good. Channel 2 actually preempted him after a while when he didn't say anything good, and they went back to the 49ers Redskins game. I thought that was pretty good. You know, like Cosby, he can push back sporting events, but Bush really can't.
But for a major war, they can break in and let you know.
As long as Cosby's declaring it.
Three days before they draft the whole offensive line.
Yeah, I think they need the cause actually to speak to the people because Bush, he just doesn't have. Yet, you know, when they would show those pictures of Nixon and Jimmy Carter, especially aged incredibly during his short stay.
Right.
But Bush is right now. He's got like that pre-aneurysm look going.
He had a facelift. He's got that tight smile thing and the weird thing by his eyes. He definitely had. He might be the first president that had the plastic surgery.
Well, Jack,
on his face.
Jack,
what do they call it?
That he's been putting pickle juice on his face.
But Jack's been doing
Jack
that?
Would know.
No, that's what Bush has done. It's like what hookers used to do, like in the mid 1800s.
Yeah, he looks like a plastic surgery kind of guy.
Basic pre-war astringent.
He took the knife.
Yeah, I think so. You think Barbara Bush got the boob implants?
Nah.
Yeah, but I think she got them in her butt.
Yeah, I think she's 100% cotton, you know?
How about it?
No silicone there. Yeah, how about it, I guess. I don't know, I mean, you got some records queued?
Yeah, we got one that Il Bruch played on.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, Il Bruch makes his debut as an R&B session man.
Ah, that's good.
There
well,
it is.
It's the duty of the hound to delight
yeah, but, you know,
and so piss off the audience.
The Mickey Baker of Stanton Street, you know?
Oh, that's good. Kind of a Lower East Side, kind of hogfoot, ham hands, super duper, speaker blowing, drink swilling, money spending,
cigarette grubbing.
See you later.
Nothing more.
Roscoe.
It seemed like he was building towards something.
I think his food delivery must have just arrived up six flights of stairs. Well, that was our vibe report for today.